Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Okay, ladies. Are we ready? To start again in our new little recording studio, I have to ask, what do you think about it?
I love it.
I love it. These chairs are so comfortable. It's so cozy.
I know. We each get our own chair now. No one has to be on the couch or in a dining room table chair with one of those, like, hard pads on it. Yeah. I feel like my rear end got a little sore every time we record it.
I feel like we need our little teacups. And
we do. I mean, we have our little coffee cups here. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love it. It's a lot cozier, a lot more cozier. A little more set up, though, but I think we'll like it. And these.
And you know what? You could come in here and read a book when you're not recording. That would be really comfy.
Yes, but the stuff around us comes down when we're not recording.
Oh.
So. Which it's still comfy, though, because I have sat out here. Like, we had the Christmas tree over there.
Yeah, I mean, just even if you don't have that, just the chairs would be comfy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we just would sit and look at the Christmas tree lights.
It's the first time they've had a Christmas tree in years.
Yeah, since.
Since they put in a new window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever put a tree up. No, we put up a tree one time, but out in the sunroom, because we thought there was more room there. But our house is not that big. So when you put a tree up and you don't have kids, kind of like, okay. We were in the spirit this time. Anyways, so we're back. This is our first recording since the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And it's when we're recording this, it's February, but these don't come out till like April time.
April, I think.
Yeah. So anyways, okay, so we're going to kick off in our new studio with An Inconvenient Acquaintance by Sarah Turnquist. And we're finishing up because we recorded part of her series before Christmas and we're finishing it. It's a 7-book series, so it took us a little bit to get through. So, An Inconvenient Acquaintance. She wants adventure. He needs a place to belong. Ada Clara Miller is the new school teacher in Tombstone. Her desire for independence stems from her brother's tales of the West, but she never expected to find herself torn between two men. One who promises safety and security, the other whose future is uncertain and offers excitement. Though Francis Slim Daigle is determined that he will not become involved with a woman of privilege, Ada's fiery personality intrigues him and draws him in. Soon he is vying for her heart with a man he'd rather not trifle with. Making matters worse, a violent gang skirts the law and makes life difficult for well-meaning ranchers. And their interactions with the Earps create ripples through Tombstone. Will Slim and Ada find what they seek in each other, or will they become caught up in a piece of history, the shootout at the OK Corral? Which I didn't read the back, so when that scene came up, I was like, what is going on? I didn't read it. So, anyways, before we hop into that, though, I do have a question for you. About how you read. Do you ever peek at a chapter length before reading it? And does that affect how you tackle a book? Like, do you ever look to see how long the chapters are before you start reading?
I have done that in our one series we're reading. And I'm like, oh, how long? And I actually just did this recently in the one book I just got done doing. Because I'm like, some of the chapters seem really long. And some seem really short. So I do that sometimes.
So when you look at it, though, like if it's really long, do you decide I'm not going to read tonight?
Sometimes, because I'm a person that likes, I don't like to stop in the middle of a chapter.
Yeah, me either.
And so like, I'm like, okay, I don't have time to read that right now. So I'm just going to have to wait. Yes. Yeah. So.
I'm always like one more chapter, no matter what.
I don't matter the length.
Yeah.
Every now and then, it depends on if I'm really tired, then I'll look and see, like, do I think I can do one more? And it just depends.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I generally keep going. Derek hears all the time when we're laying and down in bed, and he's going to sleep, and I'm like, I just got to finish this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It normally ends up being like two chapters later.
Yeah. I normally am trying to finish the book like late at night because I like to finish it all.
I know. And I'm like, Jessica, I can't stand to be in the middle of a chapter. Mm-hmm. To pick the book back up and then try to scan
like,
where you
left
off.
Did I stop? What's going on? Because mm-hmm. like when I go to pick up my Emma,
mm-hmm.
I take the book with me and I'm like, oh, I got to hurry up. I got a little bit left before I have to put the dismiss. So, yeah.
Well, this book was interesting because it was a woman caught between two men. So I thought we would play a fun game with these little flags I got us, with these red and green flags. Because there are things that the guys do that you're like, that's a red flag for that guy. And there are things that one of the gentlemen does that you're like, that's a green flag. I'd go with him. Okay.
Right.
So you got your red and green flags. And so, oh gosh, I'm sorry. I keep knocking my mic.
I know.
Like new setup here. So we're going to do red and green flags between Slim and Stanford. And if you've read the series or you've been listening through the episodes with us, so Slim is a ranch hand from Brandon's ranch, which Brandon is Ada's brother. And he's down helping one of their friends that started
Dan?
Their own ranch.
Dan, I think he's helping.
Dan is the friend that he's helping out. So so Slim is your, like, everyday good guy. I think he's going to get a lot of green flags, I think. And Stanford is the rich. I don't want to say what I want to say because I'll give away a surprise. He's like the rich, I'm looking for the right woman to be on my arm guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
That's a good way to describe
it. Is
that
a good way to describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to track the red flag, green flags. I keep smacking my mic. I may not be able to track the red flag, green flags with you. So just keep an eye on it. Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell you who's saying it.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to have to just give it. Cause
it's a little while.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I smacked my mic again. Okay.
I'm so glad it's you and not me.
I know. Okay, here we go.
Really good over there.
I don't want to give the name away because then I know you'll just throw a red flag.
Okay.
You already know. You know.
But yeah, no, that's
just
good.
Give us the hint.
He's kind of a smooth talker, so we got to be careful.
Okay. This is the little scene snippet. I hope I am not too bold, Miss Miller. He set his hand near her utensils on the table. Did he mean to reach out to her somehow? It was rather bold. But I would like the privilege of calling you by your Christian name. Red flag, green flag. Red flag for Stanford. Let me see if I can track. Oh my God!
Do you want me to keep track? I can keep track a little easier. Get your hands full.
Sure, if you want. So Stanford has a red.
Okay. Red.
And then just tell us how many they get.
Okay. I can do that.
Because I can't work my... Oh my gosh, I'm smacking everything. Okay. Here we go.
That was going to make fun of you this time.
I smacked another one. I just smacked it again.
It's going to be Melissa's make fun day, not mine.
Okay, ready? Go to the next one because I marked all these so we could play this little game. Here we go. Voices in the kitchen drew her in that direction, and there he was, helping Mrs. Wilmot brush the tops of biscuits. How did she cajole him to assist with dinner? She had not seen a man so ready to jump into an apron ever, yet there they were, baking and chatting about who knew what. It took her aback in a good way. Green flag. That goes to Slim. Okay, next one. Ah, a pretty for the fair lady. A voice from far off to her left disrupted her concentration some moments later. She turned to see Blank standing at the end of the aisle. His eyes caught on her, offering him a genuine smile. She shifted to face him. Blank, how fortunate to run into you. Yes, well, he said, moving closer to where she stood in front of the tabletop covered with spools of brightly colored satin. Would that all of my trips to the general store be so graced? Her grin widened in spite of her nerves. Why did he always put her off slightly?
The red flag.
That is Stanford. See, this whole time I was like, come on, girl, how are you not seeing these red flags? But okay. We best let her be. This is not our concern. Blank reached for Ada. Just as he made contact with her upper arms, he started to pull her away. She maneuvered to evade him. You're scaring her. Blank pushed out a breath. Ada, you don't understand how things work.
Was that the end?
Yeah. It says, I'll read the next one because it says, didn't you hear her? Another voice interjected. That little girl is terrified. Don't make it worse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, red flag. It goes to Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a real, like, showed his true colors right there, I thought. Okay. This Ada watched her walk away. I hope she knew I was trying to help. I think she did. She looked as if she appreciated your effort. His deeper voice reassuring her. It did soothe her nerves. She turned. He was closer than she thought. It didn't bother Ada, only surprised her. Thank you. For what? His words came out on a laugh. I didn't do much to help. She met his gaze. For caring. Oh, goes to Slim. All right, let me do one more here. Well, I have two more, I think. Okay. Oh, yes. I also brought you some chocolates, my favorite, coconut-filled. Oh, how could she tell him she wasn't fond of the stuff? Something about the texture of coconut did not agree with her. He opened the box and held it out to her. Take one. Perhaps later, just one. His brows lifted. He became the picture of vulnerability. Would she not take the offer and put him out of his misery? She swallowed, not relishing the idea of the grainy stuff in her mouth. Really, I'd rather not. I just, not even one for me. There was a lilt to his voice. Would he pressure her so? Stanford!
Yeah.
She ended up getting sick because he pushed her into eating it. I think that's it. I had a couple more. All right, what's our score?
We have 4 red flags for Stanford. And 2 green flags for Slim.
Okay, I think my other 2 I had were Slim and it was green. So, yay! So, like, seriously, how did she not see that?
Yeah, there was a lot more
she
red.
She kept irritating me because I'm like, stop. Are you even doing anything with them?
Are you even questioning? Yeah, I get it. All right. What did you think about that opening scene? Where she is at the train station and she gets robbed. It's the first time her and Slim meet, but they don't really know who they are.
Oh.
Because mm-hmm. He just comes to her aid.
Been a while.
Remember how she, like, grabbed a hold of it and she was, like, yanking back and forth with the
trying
guy.
Trying to fight
and
it.
And fell on her backside and mm-hmm. and the guy took off with her bag. And the next yeah. thing you know, here comes big old Slim walking back.
Yeah.
With her bag and he's helping her up. And
yeah. I'm sorry, I don't.
I thought it was a gripping opening.
It was very good opening.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Opening for sure.
I always love a damsel in distress kind of opening.
Yes. Yeah.
Get you hooked.
It's a little Spitfire, I thought, too. Because mm-hmm. she was like, you're not taking my back. I mean, she tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
She tried.
Yeah. Very determined.
Okay, but the shootout scene. What was your reaction to that? Which I totally forgot that was like a piece of history that she wove into it, but
I was surprised why Herb showed up in it, like was in mentioned in the book.
Oh, that she even pulled him in.
Yeah, like trying to be, because I remember hit from like watching things about him and reading like how it was and how it, she really played that into the mm-hmm. yeah I yeah. mean I was just shocked to see it in the book, really.
I didn't read the back, so I wasn't ready for that scene.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, oh.
Yeah.
No. And then again, she was kind of an airhead. Like, everyone is running off the streets, and she's so lost in her own thoughts.
She's
just wandering around.
Yeah.
And almost caught in the middle of a shootout.
Yeah.
Good thing Slim was there to
yank
her to safety.
Yeah.
I don't want to be an airhead like that, but it happens sometimes.
It happens to the best of us. It's okay.
She's just like, oh. I'm like, do you not notice that the streets are empty?
Right.
Yeah.
And Wyatt Earp and his brothers are all like pacing down the street.
Yeah.
Then she takes Slim to the opera, and what did you think about his reaction? Like, did that surprise you?
I thought it was sweet, his reaction, but it was kind of like Pretty Woman to me. Like, how that her reaction is.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
How he loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was like,
it's our clock.
Oh. Everybody was like staring at him, and almost I felt bad for him, how people were kind of making fun of him.
Yeah.
And stuff. But I guess that would probably be my reaction back in the day if I've never been to one.
Right. He loved stories, and he loved that piece. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
To see it brought to life, I think it really was awesome for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It's a quick read, I think.
Yeah, it
was. Quick read. And I believe that is book 5 in the series as well. So, all right, let's do our ratings. Are you ready?
Mm.
What would you rate the mystery level in this one?
Espresso.
Yeah, there's really not a mystery. I would agree. Espresso.
Espresso.
What about the suspense?
Espresso.
It's espresso, mocha, latte. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I say espresso.
I do espresso too. Just like there's some tense moments, but it's not super scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say scary, but not super suspenseful. All right. What about the inspiration level?
I'd say mocha.
Mocha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd agree. Mocha. It's there, but it's not intense. How about the drama level?
Espresso to maybe mocha.
See, I was leaning mocha to a latte because of her own drama she creates in her head.
Yes.
These two.
Yeah.
But otherwise, psycho. She creates it in my thoughts.
I like would agree. These two. Going back and forth.
Just
and
pick then, the good guy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so obvious who she needs to be with. But yeah, I would agree. I would say mocha to latte on the drama. This is more of a drama book, I think, than anything. What about the romance level?
Mocha.
I was going more espresso.
I was more espresso. Like, yeah, she's like debating between the two, but there's not a lot of real
romantic
scenes. But
I like
you
just
keep yours
collects.
At mocha because we know how you feel about romance.
Yeah.
So for you, someone who likes lighter romance, you're saying this was a little in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay because we have lots of listeners that are the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's their preference. Tiffany and I have a little higher heat
level.
So, all right. What is your overall lasso rating of An Inconvenient Acquaintance?
Did 3 lassos.
Yeah. 3 lassos. Lassos.
I'll give it 3 as well. It was a good read. I'm excited, too, because we have Sarah Turnquist coming on for an interview as well. So she's been on before. Super sweet. Love talking to her. So can't wait to talk to her about this series as well. So next week's episode will be the last book in that series, but we'll also just briefly touch on there's a little book in between that we'll touch on a little bit, too. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.